It's D-backs opening day. Burns and Gambo are live at Chase Field before first pitch on Arizona Sports 98.7 and the Arizona Sports app.
First pitch is about 3 hours away. We're live from the plaza outside of Chase Field. Diamondbacks and the Colorado Rockies for one of the most anticipated, if not the most anticipated, opening day in Diamondbacks history. Joining us right now, it is a pleasure to welcome to the show. We usually have him on a couple of times a year. It's great to have the managing partner, Ken Kendrick, joining us here on the Burns and Gambo show on this opening day. Good to see you, Ken. You look well. Happy opening day to you.
Well, thanks. Happy opening day to you guys.
Does this one feel a little bit different coming off of the World Series appearance?
A lot different. I think we brought a lot of joy to a lot of people, and I was one of them.
You did. It was one of the most enjoyable seasons. We're both baseball fans, first and foremost. One of the most enjoyable seasons I've had in my almost 30 years of living in Arizona was that season last year by this Diamondback baseball team.
Well, that's nice to hear. And, you know, I think if we really look back on it, one of the things that kind of was the underpinning to it all is we were the underdog. And while we all have our own team, I think fans in general love the underdog, and we were that guy. We played 17 games, and we weren't a favorite in a single one of those games, which is just kind of almost hard to imagine. But that's the way it went down, and our guys played their hearts out, and we almost pulled it off.
What were your expectations going into last season? Were they just to be competitive and play meaningful games at the end?
You know, I think going into the season, I think everybody in baseball, even today, all 30 teams and their players and their owners and their fans are hopeful. So at the beginning of last season, I was hopeful, and I was hopeful to me was hope we would be good enough to play in October. And it worked out that we were.
What are your expectations now?
Well, they're a little different, and I think the way I'd contrast it, I would be disappointed if we aren't playing in October.
So last year, hopeful for October. This year, disappointed if not October.
Yeah, and it's going to be a tough battle because I think we all have looked at our opponents, and they've all added to their talent base. And so while I think we've done the same, it's still going to be a tough, tough battle for us.
We had you on the show right after the postseason run was over, and in a soundbite that we have played dozens and dozens of times, your reaffirmation to the financial commitment to reinvest what was made because of the playoff run into this roster as it's constructed right now. A reinvestment that isn't even over yet. We're anticipating a Jordan Montgomery announcement at some point. It hasn't happened yet, but it's being reported that that's going to happen. Did your reinvestment into the club, did it manifest itself in the way that it looks right now? Is this kind of what you envisioned in terms of what you spent on and what you added and how you reshaped the roster?
A really good question. I think, to be fair, we're probably exceeding what I had imagined we might do in terms of what our budget would be. It was going to be substantially greater. I think what we've determined is the combination of the postseason revenues, which were extraordinary and weren't a plan, but they happened. And then to the great credit of our fans, the commitment to tickets and therefore revenue for this season, the combo of those made us feel comfortable that we could invest at a higher level. And we've always put the money that came in back into the team. There's been a lot of years where there hasn't been maybe as much as we would all like, and therefore we haven't had a team as deep, at least financially, as we're now able to. And as long as we keep winning and creating revenue, we're going to invest it back in the team.
I think they say that you put your money where your mouth is when you did that. Because a lot of people, fans don't automatically trust that the owner is going to spend that type of money the way you did. This payroll is approaching $170 million right now, much higher than it was in any year in the history of the Arizona Diamondbacks. But to your credit, you did exactly what you said you were going to do. You reinvested all that money and then some to make this an even better baseball team.
Well, you make me smile because the word trust is, I think of the world of politics, and there was a former president, a wonderful man, Ronald Reagan, and his deal with things was trust but verify. So our fans are probably doing that with me. They're going to give a little trust, but they want to verify that their trust was well-placed, and I hope they'll think it was.
I think the most important things were to go out and get starting pitching and in third base taken care of. With Suarez, you got the third baseman. Then you go get Eduardo Rodriguez and Jordan Montgomery. You've got to be very satisfied with your investment, getting those type of players that could come in here and help right away.
Well, on paper, it looks like they can. We have a couple of guys that, of course, aren't going to be on the field starting tonight. Eduardo is down for hopefully not very long. Montgomery, you know, needs a little bit of a work period in the minors before he'd be ready to play in the majors. So those two guys that are both significant additions, they're not going to be out on the field tonight.
Ken Kendrick joining us here on the Burns and Gambo show on this opening day as the Diamondbacks are taking on the Rockies. I want to go back to I'm curious. You had said that the budget and the extra money and the reinvestment, that it was more than maybe you were thinking that it was going to be when this offseason started. Was there a moment in time or a thing that happened during this offseason that made you go, okay, you know what, let's do more. Let's go get this. Was there a hinge point that kind of prompted that?
Yeah, it wasn't a particular moment, but it was an evolution of the fan support in purchasing tickets.
Okay.
You know, the money, the revenue streams that were earned in October were there. We knew what they were. You know, at the end of the World Series, we knew what that math was. What we didn't know was what level of commitment fans would make to this season. And I'm delighted that our fans have stepped up. Our season ticket sales have increased. Our single game tickets are pretty extraordinary at the beginning of the year. And of course, now we have to go out and perform.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have a season ticket revenue to count on, it's to some degree how you play. And, you know, it's kind of a fun thing to you know, you're sort of betting on your fans and they're betting on you. It's kind of one of those, you're partners in this.
I've read a lot about what you guys have done this offseason, and one theme that just keeps coming up over and over again is that you guys, the Diamondbacks, are kind of doing it the way it should be done as a mid-market team, small market, however you want to define it. A responsible payroll, success, reinvestment, and upping the payroll. Do you guys feel like you've become a model for what a baseball team in this type of market that's not one of the big, big, big boys could follow?
It's an interesting way you put it. I'd have to say I haven't thought about it that way. I've thought about it from the standpoint of what we can afford to do and what we should do with the money that comes in. And what maybe someone else's model would be, that maybe, let's call them mid-market models. They may do it some differently, but I'm not focused on anything other than what we feel we can afford to do to meet our obligations and reward our fans and hopefully play for championships.
All right, I want to go back. Just a couple of years ago, this baseball team lost 110 baseball games just a few years ago. But you showed the patience with your general manager, Mike Hazen, with your manager, Torrey Lovello, when a lot of fans were up in arms. The team lost 110 games. They wanted changes. You decided to stay the course. You believed in those guys, and that belief was rewarded. Take me back then to when you only won 52 games, the thought process in staying with those guys.
Well, it's kind of a little bit of an insider story, but we always have an end-of-season meeting. And bring the leadership together, manager and GM and chief lieutenants, Derek Call, myself, and we talk about, you know, the season just ended, where we are, where we're going. And I host the meeting usually, and in this particular occasion, I remember it vividly. You know, I gave some thought to what are we going to do? And basically, I think I had to look in the mirror, and I did. And I started the meeting by saying, look, guys, we've all failed, every one of us, including me. None of us deserve our jobs. But we're all going to keep our jobs because I believe that what we have put together here in terms of a leadership team can get it done. And now we need to turn it around, and we're all in it together. Nobody's going to be the fall guy. You know, often in sports, somebody gets to be the fall guy. Well, and being honest about it, we all should have been the fall guys, or no one, and we chose the no one. Thankfully, it worked out because 2 years later, we did what we did.
The most exciting part about this baseball team is the young guys that Mike has been able to, Alec Thomas and Corbin Carroll and the trade for Gabriel Moreno. But it wasn't that long ago when Tony and Dave were here that the minor league system was in shambles. You didn't have a great roster. You didn't have a great minor league system. Mike was able to turn that around in a very quick time, and you've built a team that the fans can really get behind because a lot of good homegrown players here that are very young and could be in a Diamondback uniform for a long time.
Well, I hope they will be. I know the thing that probably among winning, of course, is so important, and when you do, everybody feels good. But the thing that has come to me time and time again between when the season ended last year in November and even to today, people will come up to me and say, oh, your team is so much fun to watch. Mm-hmm. And that gives you a lot of pride. You know, you're fun to watch. And that's what sports should be. It should be fun. And we have a team that's exciting. We embrace the new rules, I think, very effectively. We were built almost for those rules. And we embraced them. And we stole bases. We played great defense. We did all kinds of things that fitted into the new way baseball was being played, which is kind of the new way is kind of the old way that I used to play when I was a boy, which is eons ago. It was a different kind of game. It wasn't the game of home run and strikeout. And we weren't a home run and strikeout team. We would get the bat on the ball, get the guy on, move him over, play good defense, steal bases when we can. All of those things are what I think the new rules have allowed teams to be able to embrace, and we did it pretty well.
Well, if this season is half as much fun as the offseason was, which was half as much fun as last season was, I think we're all in for a real treat this year. We're all very, very
excited. Well, I hope we will be. But, you know, it's all about the competition. And, you know, I said it a little bit earlier. I've been using a phrase that, you know, one of our opponents, the evil empire of L.A., you know, was my phrase for them was they were the 900-pound gorilla, and I've now changed that phrase. They're the billion-dollar gorilla.
And you swept them.
We put the 900-pound gorilla to sleep, and the billion-dollar gorilla is going to be tough.
Yes.
But I think our guys are inspired to compete, and that's a fun part of it. I think we have a group that they believe.
Congratulations.
And if you do believe, whatever it is you do, if you believe, that's half the battle.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, congratulations on everything that's transpired this offseason. Enjoy tonight. I know we're going to. Thank you for taking a few minutes out of your day to come by and join us on this opening day. We really do appreciate it.
All right, always good to see you.
Thank you, D-backs.
Ken.
Yeah, you bet. Ken Kendrick, managing partner of the Arizona Diamondbacks, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show on site at Chase Field.